What are you waiting on in this season? How is your view of God shown in how you wait? Hey guys, I'm Andrew, and this is Unlock, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Nobody likes waiting. From the four-year-old on Christmas morning to me at the dentist office. Whether it's good or bad, nobody likes waiting. But waiting is necessary sometimes. And there is such a thing as active waiting. And I don't just say that because it's the title of our devotion today either. Although it is called Waiting Actively. It was written by Sarah Rexford. Waiting is the worst. Or maybe I'm just the worst at waiting. Especially in the high school years, real life, quote unquote, seems far away, and dreams look distant. It's easy to think about what we want to do for God in the future. It's way harder to live that out now. A few years ago, I saw a need at my school and decided that no matter how small my platform, I'd let God work through me to meet that need. It was amazing to see God work as I stood on a literal stage, albeit the smallest stage on campus, and used the talents He had given me to point my peers to Jesus. I never felt more humbled to be used by the Creator. Paul found himself in a similar situation in Acts 17. He'd reached Athens and was waiting for his friends. In other words, even Paul, one of the most famous men of the New Testament, knew what it was like to wait. But rather than just sit around, the chapter says Paul used the marketplace to tell people about Jesus. He was waiting actively. Yeah, sometimes waiting is hard, but even in the waiting, God is working. Waiting actively means living for Jesus no matter where we are or what season we're in. Trusting that He's working even when we don't see it. No matter what you're waiting on, you can serve Jesus right where you are. You can use that crumbly floor of your cafeteria, the gravel road as you wait for the bus, and even the carpet of your own living room. Whatever season God has you in, wait actively. Know that you can serve God right now. In Jesus' kingdom, you never know what He'll do through you. So let's talk about this. What are you waiting on in this season? How is your view of God shown in how you wait? How would this season change if you actually lived like you believed Jesus is working during the waiting? It's easy for anxiety to creep up as we wait. Take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, and 1 Peter 5, 7. What do these verses show about Jesus and His faithfulness? As we read in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Now, I'd encourage you to read Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 20, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you checked out our Instagram page lately? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedEvo. And until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.